Okay, I'd like to call to order the February 20th, 2020 meeting of the City of Mill Creek. I got to learn to speak again as well. City of Mill Creek Design Review Board. If we could have roll call, please.
Chair Dave Gunter.
Present.
Member, or Vice Chair David Hamilton.
Present.
Member Tina Hastings.
Present.
Member Diane Sims. And Member Beverly Teege.
Present.
Thank you. Our next order of business on our agenda is approval of minutes from our January 16th meeting, which I'll leave it to you guys because you guys remember it.
Make a motion to approve.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Okay, old business is the next thing on our agenda, and it's the farm building elevations E1 through E4.
All right. Good evening, Design Review Board. Christy Schmidt, Senior Planner. As most of you may remember, at last month's meeting on January 16th, one of the conditions of approval for the farm was to bring back revised elevations for the residential parking garages, which is E1 through E4. And you will see within your packet that the applicant has submitted a revised elevation. This breaks up the facade, as you will see. Let me pull open a picture here. The garages are located on the southern property line. They are the closest structures to the residential buildings. And it was Design Board Member Hamilton who pointed out the fact that these buildings need to be modulated on the south side. So that condition in motion was made by the DRB. They need to be modulated every 36 feet. The garages themselves are 67 feet on the long side, so the applicant is proposing a breakup in the center panel. There's five separate panels. The breakup is 13.4 feet. They have added in a new color and material. The color is a steel wool color. There are three panels for a breakup is what they are proposing just on the south side to meet the Design Review Board guidelines. And with that, I'm just going to open it up to the Design Review Board to see what you think about the applicant's proposal.
I have to say it looks better in color than black and white.
Yes, and unfortunately, the color rendering, I went back and he submitted it a couple times. Just the scale of gray does not come through.
Yeah.
It looks better on the material board.
Yeah.
See the material boards in your packet. It looks better than the actual elevation renderings.
Anybody have any comments?
Well, my comment is they accomplished the intent we were looking for, so.
Yeah.
And I would say the same thing. It just accomplished the intent.
Okay. Then do we have a motion?
Did we need to approve it?
You do.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Make a motion to approve consistent with elevations submitted by the applicant.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the revised south side elevations for buildings E1 through E4, I think. Yeah, E1 through E4 at the farm.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Okay, let's move on to new business.
Perfect.
The next item on our agenda, and it's Crestview Village Phase 2 landscaping.
Okay, good evening, Design Review Board. As the chair said, this is a landscaping and streetscape plan for Crestview Village Phase 2. The DRB does have the authority to review roadway buffer, streetscape, landscaping for all residential developments, and the guidelines you use are contained in MCMC 1734. Here's a vicinity map and aerial photo to get you oriented. The road that's kind of coming diagonally from the left up to the top, that's Buff-Leverett Highway 527, and then the road horizontally across the top, that's 132nd. The site itself is outlined in gold over here. You can see the big white roof there, that's the Lowe's, and then you can see the Silver Lake Water District Tower. So that should give you a good idea of where it is. You can also see the Jackson High School campus down in the middle. A little bit of background. On December 3rd, the hearing examiner reviewed the preliminary plat for the Crestview 2 Phase 2. And this plat will create 25 lots for single-family residential development. It is located in a medium-density residential zone district, though. Here's the approved site plan. And Crestview 2 is a continuation. There is a Crestview 1. They both will take access off of 23rd Lane, which comes off of 132nd. There are 24, but will be 25 existing homes up there in Phase 1. Phase 2 just continues the loop around. 25 new homes down here. And I'm going to move on. The landscape criteria that you guys look at, it encourages the use of native plants and retention of existing vegetation, although on this particular site there's not a lot of vegetation to retain. They encourage hardy, adaptable species and drought-tolerant species, and the plant palette that they've selected is native and native-adapted. Most of it's drought-tolerant once it's established. And then another code requirement is 90% coverage is required within 3 years. Okay, here's a couple of photos. This photo right here is the roadway buffer in Phase 1. This is the one that's already there. It's on the west side of 23rd, that entry drive off of 132nd. So the roadway buffer on the other side of the road to the east is going to be a very similar look to this. It's going to have, it has lawn, has the sidewalk, the planting strip with the street trees, and then the landscape bed that's adjacent to the sidewalk. So it's going to be a similar look on the other side of the street. Here's some photos of the existing site right now. On the top one, you can see there's like a foundation. I think it was some, either an old building or a shed. That will be removed. This is the area where the roadway buffer will be planted to look similar to the one across the street. The photo on the bottom shows when they did Phase 1, they did put some frontage improvements in already. They've already got the sidewalk in and the street trees in over on that side. So the improvements they'll be doing are on the other side of the sidewalk here. Okay, here's the proposed landscape plan. And I did hand out a landscape plan because the landscape architect has a couple of things that he'd like to suggest. So he's got some notes on there, and when I get done, he's going to go ahead and address you. There are three areas that you're looking at. The roadway buffer, which is over here on the far right-hand side. The open space recreation area is down along the east side, and right in the very corner, there's a wetland and a wetland buffer there. And there is a buffer enhancement plan that was reviewed by the city's wetland biologist, and that isn't something that you guys review. So what you're looking at is the roadway buffer. The open space recreation area is actually on top of their stormwater vault. And what they're doing is they're putting lawn and a child play toy, mostly to create a park-like amenity for a couple of reasons. The code requires if you're not within a quarter mile of a park, you need to provide some sort of recreation amenity. And there's mostly lawn, like I said. There's a perimeter landscape bed on the south, the east, and the north. And that, let's go ahead and move on. There's a more blown-up section, a little bit easier to read. This one is the recreation open space area. The perimeter beds that I was talking about around the edge, they have vine maples proposed. Those are a native tree. That's a good choice. And then they have a combination of shrubs and ground cover in there. There's some Pacific wax myrtle, some sword fern. There's some compact Oregon grape. The frontage along the road, along 23rd Lane there, will also have a parking strip and street trees. It has a landscape bed on the other side of the sidewalk. And they're proposing a picnic table south of the play area and then a bench to the north of the play equipment. And like I said before, most of the plants that are proposed are either native plants or native adaptive plants, so they do meet the criteria in the code. Here's a blow-up of the landscape buffer. They're proposing in this area the buffer excelsa cedar and some Japanese bloodgood maple, which are both shorter species, which is a really good selection because they're right underneath power lines right here. They are proposing to continue the street trees. There's existing street trees because they already planted that planter strip, but they're going to continue those street trees up the street. The street tree selection that they picked is on our approved street tree list. And the one condition that we had in the staff report, it was just to make a note about the root barrier and then about amending the soil in the parking strip. And you can actually find those things on the plan right now, but it's in a really tiny note in the standard plans. And I wanted to call that more prominently so that way when they're out bidding their landscape work, the landscape architect knows, or not architect, I'm sorry, the landscape installer will know that root barrier is required and bid it appropriately. And also in the past we've had some issues with the parking strip not being prepared appropriately as far as the soil goes. Up in River Crossing, I think they threw big chunks of cement and rocks in there and a little tiny bit of dirt, and that makes all the roots come to the surface, and then so we're living with those problems from a while ago. So we're trying to correct that and include conditions that ask for the soil in the parking strip to be amended. Based on the conditions in the staff report, staff finds that it is consistent with the code, and we are recommending approval with any additional conditions that you choose to add. And as I mentioned before, the landscape architect does have some things that he wanted to bring up and talk to you about. So that would be it for me, unless you have questions of me, or we can go ahead and let the architect.
Let's go on and have the architect step forward. If you could give your name, your firm.
My name is Brian Way. I'm with Pace Engineers. I'm the landscape architect on this project. Thanks for taking the time to go through the project. The plans that I handed out to the board members outlines not just a couple topics we'd like to bring up to you, but also addresses the comments that were already mentioned. If you page through the 11 by 17 that was handed out, sheet L10, it reiterates that root barrier comment. So it repeats it back on that sheet, so it's repeated. Sheet L11 shows the areas that we would like just some flexibility in the type of material for the walkway and the surrounding border for the play area. Just simply based on the residents' preferences, the idea of having a crushed rock soft surface path might be more desirable than concrete. In the previous version, it was shown as concrete. So the idea would be to have like a soft surface pathway being crushed rock, and the picnic table to keep the ADA accessibility. The picnic table would still be on a concrete pad, probably the bench and the area next to the bench that's required to have a ADA spot there as well would also have a concrete pad, but the remainder of it could be, if chosen, a crushed rock path. So that's outlined on this sheet, also back on the legend on the previous sheet. We've also shown that as well. Sheet 2.0, that sheet indicates how we could amend or where the appropriate place to show the amendment. I guess you'd be retaining the duff. It would really be the existing topsoil that's out on the site. So there's a note there that applies to that, and where the contractor would coordinate where you could stockpile after it's been removed from the site, then replaced in that planting strip. So that's what I've got for the revisions to the plans. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so does anyone have any comments?
I've got a question for you, sir. And I sent a note in. I don't know if I think the other members saw it. On the plantings around the play area, I noticed there's four locations that have Mahonia aquifolium, Oregon
yes.
grape. And I guess my concern is I've got some Oregon grape in my backyard, and it's kind of prickly, and I guess if we're putting in an area for children to play and their balls or their Frisbees might end up in the Oregon grape, there might be a better plant pick.
We can certainly address that
okay.
and change that out. Just to keep into the theme of native plant material, what would you be open to some evergreen huckleberry substituted for the Oregon?
Yeah,
grape?
Evergreen huckleberry and well, Viburnum David.
Okay.
Just another evergreen shrub that's not
okay.
prickly. That's
The David Viburnum is. A good choice as well. It's a drought tolerant in the Pacific
yeah.
Northwest. It's just not a native. So
yeah.
just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
Additionally, if you didn't notice, there's the low growing Mahonia on the slope that goes up to the playground. Is
yeah.
that also a concern?
No, I don't think that's more out. It's not right adjacent to the grass. So I didn't think that was a concern. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. And okay. now we just saw the crush rock option. I guess I would be concerned putting the crushed rock in. This is going to be probably maintained by the Homeowners Association, would be my guess, part of the HOA. And I'm afraid that a crushed rock area might degrade over the years versus putting in concrete. I'm not going to make that a hard requirement, just that's
yeah.
my concern.
It certainly does have to be maintained, and when we develop the construction documents, the crushed rock path will have like a steel edging to it,
okay.
so it can be raked out and maintained.
Okay.
So there will be considerations to make sure that it can be maintained.
Yeah, yeah. And what is the surface under the play structure? I didn't see that a note on here.
So all it's noted now as, I think it's just called play safety surfacing.
Okay.
And depending on the play equipment and the choice of the play equipment,
yeah.
What that is, if
yeah.
it's engineered wood chips or something else, but
yeah.
it'd also be determined the depth and the drainage.
Okay.
If you saw, we have a ramp that goes up there. That's because this area has been lifted up a couple feet to allow for not just the planting in the grass area, but there's a certain depth associated with the footings of that play structure and the safety surfacing.
Okay.
So that's why that area
yeah.
has to be as high as it has to
yeah.
be.
And that was just an idle curiosity question. It's on top of the drainage vault.
That's
How
right.
much is there? A couple of feet of
yes.
material.
There's okay. 2 to 3 feet of material between the top of the vault, the vault lid, and the grass surface.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
I had another question, I think, following up on what Dave said about the gravel path. How would a wheelchair get up gravel that's degrading away?
I've got the same question.
I'd rather see concrete there,
yeah.
personally.
Okay. Crushed rock is compacted, and it is an ADA surface. It's transversible by a wheelchair if it's compacted.
Yeah. Okay. I've used that on past projects, and over time,
yeah.
it degrades, just like Dave is saying.
Yeah.
And unless it's maintained, it's not very easy for a wheelchair.
No. Yeah.
Similarly, I mean, what has already been brought up about trees is concrete heaves, and you have to grind the edges.
Mm-hmm.
So concrete isn't without its...
Agreed.
That's true, yeah.
It's things you have to maintain concrete as well. Once a gap in the concrete gets a certain amount, it's no longer compliant
mm-hmm.
For wheelchairs and for any kind of transverse and cracks, they all have to be maintained and ground. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Happy to answer any.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. I think on this part, at least the part going up to the wheelchair or the ADA accessible bench and picnic table, I think that should be cement concrete going up to those areas. And behind it, I guess maybe if they wanted to do the crushed rock, I think.
So do concrete
I mean,
in that one
to.
Area and then do.
Yeah, I mean, I think it should have concrete all
the way. I think the whole loop and the path down from the street up above, the whole thing should be concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah, just more durable and long-lasting.
Mm-hmm.
And also it doesn't get... You know, we refer to it as a soft surface. Well, it's not really very soft. And I know you can use 5/8 minus, and it gets pretty compacted, but still gravel can get kicked into the play area surface, can get kicked into the lawn. I just think concrete's a way better idea.
I don't remember on my other play areas and stuff, I don't remember doing that much of the loose gravel anyway by prep, you know, in the past.
I just don't think it's a very good choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have an option? Sorry, can I interrupt? Or can I add additional comments? Do we have an option perhaps to do asphalt as a substitute for the concrete?
That's great.
That's fine. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Just, just to keep the options open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would that work? You guys?
Yeah. That accomplishes the hard surface without the loose gravel, and it's, you know, hard and smooth. Yeah. That'd be fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Thank you. So then, if you guys, someone would like to make a motion, and we need to emphasize, I guess, the root barrier, or is that's already in the
That's already in their recommendations.
I did it, so I think we don't need to call.
But then this, whoever does it, just make sure we change the gravel to asphalt.
Want me to try?
You're the motion master, so.
I'd like to make a motion that the Mill Creek Design Review Board approve the Crestview Village Phase 2 roadway buffer and landscaping and streetscape as presented by the proponent and the staff this afternoon. With the conditions of approval listed in the staff memo on page 3, there are 4 of them, and I'd like to add a number 5, that the path down to the play area and around the play area should be a hard surface, and either concrete or asphalt would be acceptable.
Okay, we have a motion.
Also that there be a substitution for the Mahonia aquifolium around the play adjacent to the lawn areas.
So that's number 6.
That's number 6. Okay. Yes.
Okay. You have that? You got everything? Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? I think we're good. Thank you. Thank you.
And Sherry, I think you put this table together. This was great. Thank you. That was perfect. I could just run right down and check. So thank you.
Okay. Do we have anything about next month or?
I don't think so. Do you?
This time, nothing's been submitted.
Oh, wow. So you may have a month off.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, all the big projects usually show up in the middle of summer.
True.
Special meetings.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty.
So I would add, Crest, I sent you the note about the concrete on the sides of the parking garage.
Yes.
A month or so ago. Have you been out and looked at it?
I have.
Okay.
I've seen it, and it doesn't look super... I'll use the technical term, textury.
Well, the drive-by, it doesn't look textured at all.
No, it doesn't.
My intent on that was that there would be some, like, forms or something, like along the side of the freeway, and it would actually have a design or something.
Or it would at least, you know, have some modulation.
Grooves or something. Yeah. I mean, it looks like, okay, so it's plywood, and is that what they're calling textured? I don't know. I'm a little disappointed. Yes.
It's the parking garage. So when you drive by, you see they've poured the exterior around the parking garage, so it kind of blocks it.
Okay.
But if you go in, you'll see exactly what Dave's talking about. I even called, and I went out there, and I've looked at it, and it doesn't look what I would call an architectural texture at this point.
It looks like smooth concrete.
Yeah, the contractor says it is, but it's really not. So I will probably have to go back out, take pictures, and discuss with them if they're going to have to add something over it or stain it.
Sandblast it.
Or anything. Sandblast it.
Yeah. It's not the intent we were looking for with our decision.
If you drive by, look at it and let me know. Please email me on what you think. And I'll even ask our building inspector to give me his opinion.
Yeah. And I haven't driven into the site. I've just slowed down driving along.
Well, because you can see it from 132nd. I always drive by and it's dark out when I drive by. So it's.
Well, you have to start working less. There is a solution.
Yeah, I know. There you go.
Or wait till July.
When you look, you'll see F, that's been formed, the concrete in front of it, and it looks really close. It doesn't look like there's
okay, is it facing 132nd?
Pardon? It's 132nd, then you'll see building F.
Do you have your site? Can you bring your site map back up?
Yeah, and then there's the spacing, then the parking garage.
And we wanted something other than just plain big smooth concrete walls.
Exactly.
Put a brick veneer on.
Did they add fins or something down the middle of it? I'm trying to remember.
No. There's no fins. Yeah. Mm-mm.
So you had your site map in your presentation, I think, where it had that showed the garages. It was the plant.
No, I took it out of that one. I took it out. So let me go back in.
I thought I saw I thought I saw it on the screen tonight. Okay.
Let's see. We'll go here. Let's see if it's in here. It's loading in. So I think I have to go back further.
No, I think if,
well, if you go to the, there was a plan view.
It was like about the third, it was about the third slide you came to. There.
So,
which wall?
Here. So what the condition was that the concrete walls on the parking structure here have some sort of texture. So it doesn't look boring on your inside in between. But when you look, and if you physically go out there, this looks very similar to what the foundation wall is for F and the other ones. I mean, because F is just being poured. And I was driving by, and I've been out, and I've looked at both, and I'm like, I haven't taken it up with them yet, because, I mean, this is in, this is there. Mm-hmm. They're forming up on it still, but it doesn't look quite like I anticipated it to look.
Yeah.
I'll drive by there tomorrow.
Depending on the results of how this comes out, I mean, honestly, I think that if we do it again next time, they need to provide us what the texture of the concrete's going to look like. And it doesn't mean that we still can't require them to add the texture or a stain to it. Mm-hmm. But I think it would definitely, instead of just carte blanche giving them the option to provide a texture or whatever, I want to see the spec.
So right now, it's not really textured. It's a slightly unsmooth concrete.
Yes.
It's like a poured wall.
That's exactly it. And it doesn't even look like they threw anything in it.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that they can't or add something on top of it. Yeah. Maybe they will. Mm-hmm. But so far, it doesn't appear very
satisfactory. So then, mine's another from a process standpoint. Do you have the authority to make them do something if it didn't accomplish what we wanted?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Uh-huh. When did we make that recommendation? Just so I can go back and look at the meeting notes.
That was back, I think, December.
We've only had three meetings on the farm. I can't believe it. You can't remember which one it was.
They all blend together.
What about Dave with his memory issues? Do you remember?
I only have one week. It's not like I lost my entire life. It's 2 days, okay?
June of last year.
June 20th.
Okay, so we would have put the conditions in the meeting minutes from that one?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was June 20th. Yeah, you've only had maybe 12 meetings on the farm.
Yeah. Christy, could you find our recommendation and email that to us?
Oh, I can.
Yeah. So I don't keep all my meeting stuff after the meeting.
Okay. I can re-mail it back out.
That would be great. Yeah. What our conditions of approval were.
I sent it to Matt.
And if you ever want to pull it back up, it's on the web.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you go to Design Review Board page, all the meetings, the packets.
That's right. Yeah.
I was gonna say, it's beautifully organized.
I
always download these packets when you send out the meeting notes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I think we're adjourned.
So stay tuned on that one.
Okay.
Oh.